Questions 12 through 17. Listen to a group of students who are taking a business class.
Our presentation for marketing class is in a few days. Let's see what information we've come up with.
Okay. Our topic for the presentation is the marketing of Kleenex early in its history. We're supposed to show how the early marketing of Kleenex helped to turn it into such a successful product.
There seem to be three clear phases in the early history of Kleenex. First, its use during World War I. Second, its use as a substitute for face cloths during the 1920s. And third, its use as a substitute for handkerchiefs during the 1930s. For the presentation, how about if I talk about the first phase, the use of Kleenex during World War I?
And I'll talk about the second phase, its use as a substitute for face cloths.
And that leaves me with the third phase, the use of Kleenex as a substitute for handkerchiefs.
Now, don't forget, we're talking about a marketing class, not a history class.
Yes, that's important to remember. Now, why don't we review the key points for each of these phases with an emphasis on the marketing of the product during each phase?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
So I'll go first. The first phase of the product was its use during World War I. Cotton was in short supply during the war, so the Kimberly-Clark Company developed Kleenex for use in bandages and gas masks. During this first phase, the company didn't need to worry about marketing the product. Because it was during a war, there was very high demand for the product.
Now for the second phase. After the war, after World War I, the company had a huge surplus of Kleenex, and it had to market the product. During the 1920s, Kimberly-Clark decided to market Kleenex as a high-end and glamorous substitute for face cloths. It used famous actresses in its marketing, and women who wanted to be glamorous, like the celebrities, used Kleenex in place of face cloths.
Now on to the second phase. Oh, sorry, that was the second phase. I'm going to be discussing the third phase. While Kimberly-Clark was marketing Kleenex only for use as a face cloth, a number of people began writing into the company, saying that there was another use for Kleenex besides its use as a face cloth. Kleenex was even more useful as a replacement for handkerchiefs. In 1930, the company's marketing department decided to conduct consumer testing to determine if the product should be presented as a face cloth or as a handkerchief. The results of the consumer testing showed that a large majority thought Kleenex was more useful as a handkerchief than as a face cloth.